Well, 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 what's a cutie like you doing in a place like this, A school uniform, combed hair. You're much too clean for this part of the city. What are you? Lost? What? No reply. A girl like me frightens you. Please. You see a few tattoos, a few extra piercings, and you clam up like the little schoolboy you look like, huh? Don't you know it's rude to judge a book by its cover? So, what does bring you here, schoolboy? Was it a dare? Your friends dare you to walk through the area at dusk? See how brave you are, huh? Let me guess, you're trying to show off for a girl. Aw, huh, big boy? You're not really in any position to tell me to shut it, schoolboy. This is my turf, and you're just a rabbit wandering around the wolf's den. Do you realize that? A guy like you in a place like this? Do you want to get jumped? No? What's in that bag? Anything you care to lose? Because you're asking for it. Although, seeing you, it's probably just textbooks. What's with that blush? Am I right? Oh, go figure, you'd still have your school bag on you. Tell you what, schoolboy, I'll lead you across the city, help you impress the schoolgirl of yours, but I'm gonna need the money in your pockets. No, I'm feeling generous, so I'll take half. I'll take half the money in your pockets. What? That's not it, then. All right, fine. Tell me what you're doing here. What are you looking for? The tattoo shop. You're kidding, right? You're not kidding. All right. A tattoo, huh? Is this the part where you tell me it was a dare by your friends? Time to get a shitty tattoo. No? Hey, what's with that look, rabbit? Why do you look like someone stole your lunch? Memorial tattoo. I see. Do you mind me asking what for? That's actually really sweet. I misjudged you. Here, look at my ankle. Do you see this tattoo? Yeah, it's a mushroom with paw prints instead of spots on the top. It's cute, right? My first dog, his name was Portobello, like the mushroom. He was a bulldog, really sweet. He would always wiggle his entire body whenever I came home. Sorry, I didn't mean to get all sentimental on you. All right, I'll take you to the tattoo shop. You weren't even close to finding it anyways. You were going to the Inked Quail, right? Yeah, the GPS never leads right to it. For some reason, it always gets it wrong by a long shot. So, what do you study? Cool. I never was into stuff like that. Me? No, I was never quite the model student. Oh, you know, skipped class, smoked in the bathroom, beat up kids in the hall. What else, you know, like sex, drugs, violence, all that stuff? Oh yeah, I was real bad. Probably the worst. One time I stuck a kid in his locker so far back I thought no one would ever find him. Probably was stuck there all night. Who knows? I didn't bother attending the next day. He deserved it. Only coughed up like $3. You know school lunches charge extra if you want double, and $3 ain't gonna cut it. Yep, I was the worst. You didn't really believe that, did you? No, of course not. Jesus, you really believe all that generic crap? At most, I was a below average student. I wasn't exactly getting A's and B's or B's and C's. Honestly, I was pretty happy to get a C in a class. And I showed up to every class, I'll have you know. I rarely took a sick day. My folks couldn't afford lunches and I got them for free at school, so it was better to go and be fed than be hungry at home all day. We were really poor. Also, I never beat anyone up. Sure, I wasn't nice, but you wouldn't be nice either if everyone picked on you and bullied you for being one of the poor kids or the dirty kids. What are you apologizing for? Look, I don't need your pity or sympathy. I may not be the most smooth and rounded of a person, but I'm happy with who I am. Can you say the same? Anyways, I'm curious. This pet of yours, what did you say their name was? Right. What makes them so special you want a tattoo of them? They were your first pet too. I understand. Have you thought of a design for them? You have. Can you show it to me? It's lovely. You know, I really misjudged you, schoolboy. I thought you were coming in here for something trivial and dumb, but you're all right. So I guess I'm trying to apologize to you. Well, people have judged me my whole life. Even though I said not to judge a book by its cover, I still labeled you as a shallow nerd. So yeah, I'm sorry. What do you say? Water under the bridge? Good. We're almost there now. Okay, end of the line. The ink quail. I get all my tattoos here. Sebastian, the main artist, he's really nice. Excellent line work too, but if you want colors, Chloe is your girl. She's got an eye for the rainbow. Yeah, I mean, you can ask for both to work on it. It'll just cost you more. See this tattoo on my arm? My sphinx? Sebastian did the line work and Chloe colored it for me. That's why it still looks so vibrant even after all this time. She's really good. So, be safe, okay? Don't stick around these parts after you get it done. The GPS will take you out of here. What? You want me to come in with you? Come on, schoolboy. I'm not your mom. I'm not gonna hold your hand and walk you through this. Seriously? Fine. All right. Come on, let's do this then. Hi, Phoebe. Is Sebastian in today? My friend is looking to get some line work done. Yeah, hold on. I'll get him and you can go over it. Does your friend have any idea of what he wants? Yeah, he's got a design sketched out and everything. He really did come mostly prepared.
Okay. Will this be your first tattoo, kid? I see, and can I see some ID? Alright, thank you. I'll get Sebastian and you can tell him your idea. He'll decide how many sessions you'll need.
Thanks, Phoebe. So, are you ready? When I said I'd hold your hand earlier, it was a figure of speech. I didn't think you'd actually make me hold your hand. Yeah, stop squeezing so tightly. It can't hurt that bad, it's just your ankle. Sebastian, don't laugh while tattooing him. And you, stop trying to squirm, you gotta hold still. Please tell me you'll be done soon. See you guys. Well, thank God that's over. I don't know if I should beat you for being a wimp or beat Sebastian for being an asshole about it. I'm sure he's forgotten what it's like to get your first tattoo.
All right, what do you think? You think you'll be okay to get home from here? Are you sure? I mean, not that I want to, but I could, you know, walk with you. Just to make sure no one messes with you and stuff. Oh, shut up. I'm just doing this because it would be such a waste if I got you this far only for you to get beaten up on the way home. Come on, let's go, you idiot.